Good morning, this is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you the last number of days here. A few words taken from a song that Isaac Watts penned a few hundred years ago. And that phrase that we've been talking about is, "Let Earth Receive Her King." We sing that song sometimes, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king." And I shared with you the prophecies concerning Christ's coming as a child, and then how that the Jewish people back at the time of his coming didn't accept him. They rejected him. They didn't know him as their king, even though angels announced his coming to the shepherds, even though wise men from the east came and worshipped him, and even though Herod tried to have him killed, the people of Israel rejected him for who he was. And my question that I posed to us in the last few days was, will you receive the King, the Lord Jesus Christ? He came once as a child. He's coming again. He's coming again as judge and ruler of the earth. Today I'd like to share with you some thoughts about the Lord Jesus Christ that have been a tremendous blessing, not only to me, but to other people as well, to many, many people. And it gives us a bit of another picture, a bit of a glimpse, an insight to who Christ is. These words were given by a black pastor, S.M. Lockridge. And he has given a variety, a huge variety of description, of words describing the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, words can hardly describe him. But I want to share this with you. It depicts the Lord Jesus Christ, our King. And my words again are, let earth receive her King. Let us receive him. Friend, if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your King, as your Savior, Lord and King of your life, don't delay. Do it. You don't know what you're missing. Well, let me share with you what S.M. Lockridge shared about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I quote, "The Bible says, he's the King of the Jews. He's the King of Israel. He's the King of righteousness. He's the King of the ages. He's the King of heaven. He's the King of glory. He is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. That's my King. David says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. No means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supply. No barriers can hinder him from pouring out his blessing. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. That's my King. He's God's Son. He's the sinner's Savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone in himself. He's august. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He is the highest personality in philosophy. He is the supreme problem in higher criticism. He is the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He is the cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. That's my King. He's the miracle of the age. He's the superlative of everything good that you can choose to call him. He is the only one able to supply all of our needs simultaneously. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleansed the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. My King is the key of knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He is the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. He's the master of the mighty. He's the captain of the conquerors. He's the head of the heroes. He's the leader of the legislators. He's the overseer of the overcomers. He's the governor of governors. He's the prince of princes. He's the king of kings, and he's lord of lords. That's my King. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. He is indescribable. He is incomprehensible. He is invincible. He is irresistible. The heavens cannot contain him, let alone a man explain him. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off your hands. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimony to agree. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. That's my King. He's always been, and he always will be. He had no predecessor, and he'll have no successor. There was nobody before him, and there'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. That's my King. Praise the Lord. That's my King. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever and ever. And when you get through with all of the forevers, then amen. Unquote. Wow. That's beautiful. I love it. That has blessed me many times. I hope it's blessed you. And folks, let's receive our King, the Lord Jesus Christ, in his beauty, in his glory. He is coming again. I don't know when. There's not a soul that knows when he's coming again. Only God the Father knows when Christ is coming again. He is coming in power, in glory, and majesty as judge of all the earth. Let's not be as the Jewish folks who missed his coming the first time and rejected him. Let's not miss his second coming. He is coming. Guaranteed he is coming. The Bible says he's coming, and he is coming. Let us receive our King now, today, so that when he comes again, we will be ready for him. Thank you, and may God bless your day.